of that shit legal? Now, you have said, and I have heard this too, that oftentimes when a detainee is taken into a hospital, they are taken under a false name. So it is almost like they are in a detention cell in the hospital where no one knows where they are, who they are, and how to keep tabs on them. At Harbor UCLA, a man was taken under a false name, under guard, with no access to counsel. So is any of that shit legal?
No, absolutely not. It is not legal. In many cases, once people go into a hospital from a DHS custody, they are essentially in a black hole. They are held under guard, sometimes under false names in hospital facilities. They are denied access to counsel. They are denied access to their families. And in that case, the person was held for 29 days until a federal judge said, this is not legal. Free him now with no conditions. Because holding people without a warrant, without any sort of authority, violates our Constitution. The right to liberty is one of the most fundamental rights we have. And so we are seeing that blatantly violated in so many cases.